Our official attorney of this program is Lisa Lanier. She's the president of the Lanier Law Group. And every week about this time, we ask her about three different legal cases and get to the bottom of them. Good morning, Lisa. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I hope you guys are.
Doing well.
Good morning.
Did you stay up late and watch the Republican debate last night?
No, not at all.
Oh.
I don't care about that stuff. Politics just makes me sick. I hate it.
Really?
You know what that is?
Yeah.
That's the Donald Trump message right there.
Yeah, I can't stand it. Well, that would have been funny to watch Donald Trump, actually. But,
you're the Donald Trump.
I would agree. But he's speaking to you, Lisa.
Yes, you're a Donald Trump supporter. You don't even know it. You're a Donald Trump supporter. Because
I did not know that.
No, he doesn't like politics either. Yeah. He's not a politician. You know, he just says
get stuff done.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Let's get inside the numbers here on a couple of legal cases. Three of them, as a matter of fact. We discussed this one earlier in the week, and I was on the side of big business.
Surprise!
You know, there's a couple of little guys out in San Diego that have filed suit against a company called Diageo. They make beer. And the two people out in San Diego filing the federal court have alleged that the company has misled customers into thinking that Red Stripe beer is brewed in Jamaica, when in reality, Red Stripe stopped being brewed in Jamaica 3 years ago and moved to Latrobe, Pennsylvania. And all it says on the bottle, they have a brown bottle, and it says it's a Jamaican-style lager and that it has the taste of Jamaica. So the lawsuit says that the packaging is misleading because it so closely mirrors that type of Jamaican beer, which is really brewed in Jamaica, and it says those things. Now, I'll just tell you how I feel on this. I feel like they have said it's a taste of Jamaica. It's a Jamaican-style lager. They do say on the packaging where it is brewed, which is Latrobe, Pennsylvania. So I'm on the side of the enormous multi-billion dollar
the Global Corp.
I'm on the side of Conhuchco here. You tell us, Lisa, whose side are you on?
Well, you know, in these cases, there have been several of them in recent years, and consumer protection laws have been used to go after these companies where what's happening is these big, giant breweries are buying up little teeny craft breweries,
right,
and then they are moving the operation to really just a couple of locations in the United States to make most of the beer now,
yeah,
and Latrobe is one of those places. And they modify the taste of the beer a little bit because they change, you know, they're no longer using, like in this case, they're no longer using indigenous Jamaican ingredients. They're using American ingredients and whatnot. Mm. And so actually, like Anheuser-Busch has settled several of these consumer complaint lawsuits and has even started changing some of the verbiage on their packaging for beers, you know, that purport to be brewed in Germany, I think, or purport to be, or kind of give that impression.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Beck's and also a Japanese beer that is no longer brewed in Japan. So the tendency is that these consumer complaint laws are allowing these consumers to prevail, although in this situation, I think the language that they're using on Red Stripe is a little weak. And so, you know, the consumer complaint may not have as much bite to it as in these other situations like the Kirin beer and the Beck's beer.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Exactly. Because all they say is it's Jamaican-style beer, which it is.
Yeah.
It's Jamaican-style.
It is Jamaican-style.
Doesn't say brewed up in Jamaica, so I certainly
brewed
hope.
Brewed up in Pennsylvania.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's like brewed up in Pennsylvania. So I certainly hope that the enormous
Globo
Corporation winds up victorious here. Who's going to
squashing total San Diegans?
That's right. Who will cry for the enormous corporate? I will. I'll be there supporting them.
Well, you know, and I suspect that Amazon is really behind all of this. I think they probably own
everything. Yeah, they seem to own everything, don't they? That's right.
They own everything. Yeah, they're buying everything.
You're exactly right. It may be the case. We go to South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, a place I'm a fan of. A Virginia's boys basketball team was there playing in a championship for an under 11-year-old team, and they went in with their entire team, which included 9 boys and 1 girl. The girl's name is Kimora Johnson, and they did not realize when they went there to compete for the championship that they couldn't have a girl on the team. So they signed up. Everybody showed their birth certificate when they got there. They won 5 games. They were ready to go to the championship game. And some parents complained because they realized the rule is you cannot have a girl on the team. So they stripped them of their victories. They forced them to forfeit the championship game. Another team got to play in it. The team went there in silent protest and wore pink shirts, and everybody cried foul. Of course. I mean, you know, it just seems so terrible to do to little 10-year-old kids, especially this little girl. However, the tournament directors say, this is our rule. You knew it. You played anyway, so you're out. The coach says, I'm thinking about a lawsuit. Is there any kind of lawsuit he has here? My guess is absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't think so, because they offer, this league offers a girls' championship, and that was the reason they banned girls from playing on the boys' team, or vice versa, boys from playing on the girls' team, because they offer gender-specific national championships. It's very unfair the way they did this, and, you know, they didn't let her know. She had no, obviously, it's a very obscure policy.
Yeah.
Because it only applies to the national championship game, which is odd. So girls are allowed to play in this league in games leading up to the championship. And she had actually been playing. She played on this team for 3 years. She was very good. And no one had ever given her any kind of indication that she would disqualify the team from playing the national championship.
Right.
So it was handled poorly, and it's kind of a shame. You know, I think they could have chosen not to enforce it, which happens sometimes. There are some girls that are, you know, really outstanding athletes that will, you know, become a punter on a high school football team or something like that.
Right.
And even though there might be a policy against it, they'll bend the rules and let that happen so that the girl can excel in the sport, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think it was poor judgment, but I don't think they're going to be subject to a lawsuit because they do offer a very equal opportunity to her on a girl's team.
It's exactly what I thought. However, I would say to any parent on another team that complained about Kimora getting the start and playing well, shame on you. Shame on you. Let your team.
Exactly.
Let the boys go out there and beat her. All right? Beat her fairly.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that.
That's the lesson?
I didn't mean I mean, you think...
Or a little Kimora.
You know? If you want to beat her, beat her. But don't force her not to play in the championship game.
It was a shame. Yeah, it was a shame that it happened so late and all those kids were deprived of something that they had worked hard for.
Yeah, it hurt all those kids. Another sports story here. I don't know if you've heard of broadcaster Craig James. He's been with a lot of different media outlets, CBS for a while, ESPN for a while. 3 years ago, 2 years ago, he was fired by Fox Sports Southwest 2 days after they hired him. Here's why. Apparently, right after they hired him, they found out that he had run for the U.S. Senate, which they knew, but they saw him in a debate saying that being gay is a choice and that right now in this country, our moral fiber is sliding down a slope that's going to be hard to stop if we don't stand up with leaders and who don't ride in gay pride parades. And he said, I can assure you I'll never ride in a gay pride parade. And they fired him. They said they said to him up front, our human resources department thinks, and we think that you don't match up with what we have here. You don't match up with our beliefs here. And so they fired him. And he's saying, look, I'm being fired for something I said not on their air, but in a debate from a year earlier. And he's saying, you can't fire me for my religious beliefs. Does he have a wrongful termination lawsuit here?
Yeah, this is a very kind of a hot new area right now because with the Supreme Court and their decision on gay marriage and then the response in many state legislatures with these religious freedom acts that have popped up in a lot of states, that's exactly sort of the debate that's going on.
Right.
There's a fairly old Supreme Court case that's not directly on point, but is pretty close, that would say that he would lose that being fired or some other action being taken against you for making those kind of comments is not religious discrimination. But it's not directly on point, but it is very close. And it's generally thought that the religious discrimination has to be very specific to your religious practices and that it's different when you're just making sort of prejudicial remarks against other groups of people.
So even though he said it not on their air and a year earlier, it makes no difference. And they hired him, you know, with full knowledge that he had run for the Senate. They just didn't see these comments until after they hired him. He still probably will not win this lawsuit.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, but it is definitely kind of a gray area because of these new religious freedom bills that are out there all over, you know, cropping up in different states. And there is actually a federal RA kind of a piece of legislation as well. So it's definitely a gray area, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But if the prior Supreme Court decision from almost 15 years ago, if that sort of trend is followed, then I think he'll lose.
Okay, so Craig James, according to Lisa Lanier, will not win this lawsuit that he's suing for now. I don't know where he works now. I used to see him on ESPN all the time, but I haven't seen him in a long time. Craig, he was a star running back in the 80s at SMU, and now has gone into politics and then back into broadcasting. All right, Lisa.
Well, and Fox News also, basically Fox Sports, also said that it wasn't just this one particular comment, but that he had a history, and they kind of discovered it after they hired him, of using his broadcasting position to make, you know, all sorts of inflammatory remarks and push his agenda, and that it was not just this one comment. So I think that helps them, too.
Yeah, I think so, too. They'll have to find that on tape, and I'm sure they've got it. There you are. She says he will not win the lawsuit. The coach won't come up with a lawsuit in the girls' basketball debate, and the enormous company will likely win when they take on the two little guys in San Diego over the Jamaican beer Red Stripe. Fantastic as always, Lisa. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much.
You too. Have a great weekend.
You as well. That's Lisa Lanier. The segment is Lawyer Up.